Radionet.com.
96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you going out tonight on a date? A good date can make for a good relationship. A bad date, well, I don't have to tell you. But what is a good date? Well, tonight we're going to talk about that, and we are looking for ideas about interesting, creative, unusual dates. And listen up, dinner and a movie, Netflix and chill, are not what we want to hear about tonight. My guests are relationship blogger Jerry Ash and freelance writer David Ross. Now, we've already heard from a few people tonight, and this is what they've had to say.
We started off by going to the Sculpture Museum in D.C., just getting, like, to see, like, her point of view on lots of different pieces. It really, like, opened me up to understand how she was thinking. And she got to see how I was thinking on a deeper level. And on top of that, we sat down, really just conspired about different ways to portray what we define as art. And, you know, other creative ways that people haven't thought of. After that, we got a quick drink from Starbucks, real quick. And then we went to the park afterwards, and for hours we were just talking. I'm really just having, like, really, like, deep, in-depth conversations about life, about each other, about goals, about our plans and stuff like that. And that really attracted me to her because of the fact I was able to get to know, like, who she is. And I got to see past her face, past her smile, but, like, really in her mind, her soul and everything. So I guess that's what made that date so special, really getting to know her.
The best date I ever had was for my birthday. I forget what birthday it was, maybe 40th or after my 40th. But I was treated to a shopping spree at Bloomingdale's. Fabulous.
Shopping spree, yeah, you know what? Shopping spree at Bloomingdale's. That's a.
It don't sound bad.
That's a date.
I mean, to her it was.
What do you say? Oh, we're gonna get to you in this. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. How would you define a good date? A creative date? An interesting date? Like I said, Netflix and chill, dinner and a movie. Don't want to hear it tonight. That's easy. So, all right, I'll start with the guys because Jerry has already just kind of gone in. How would you describe a good date, David?
Can I begin by saying the best dates? I was most creative when I was broke. I had to be like, all right, how can I just spend less money?
And that's great, yeah.
And they always liked it more. I used to, at a previous job, I ran DuPont Underground, which is an old trolley station underneath DuPont Circle. Mm-hmm. And how I met my current girlfriend via Tinder, I invited her. Basically, she went on a tour. I was like, let's just meet here. You know what I'm saying?
And Underground.
Which is sounds sketchy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And she said I set the bar so low by the fact that she made it out alive. She was like, you know what? I'm approving a number two. But I mean, like, but no, I mean, any sort of place that kind of just honestly takes you out of this, like, the sitting across from one another situation where you just like at a coffee shop or at a bar, anything, a restaurant like that. Anytime where you're just kind of like moving, you know what I'm saying? Like the guy talked about the sculpture garden and stuff like that. Parks, like there's so many places in DC that people have not seen. Mm-hmm. So if you utilize that, also DC has all these cultural attractions where I hate to sound cheap, but they are free. So you know, so if you do not get along with this person, you left the same that you were. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, like there's all these kinds of ways I feel like to explore, to learn about one another person as opposed to sitting with all these like these plates being whizzed by you. You know what I'm saying? And sitting next to people that you don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. it allows for way more intimacy.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you call an interesting date, Jerry? You know, something that captures your attention.
I think just a man paying attention captures my attention.
Wow.
A lot of questions? Asking a lot of questions?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, asking me a lot of questions. You know, women, we're naturally detectives, so I need to know about you. I might MDK search you before we go out.
As we expect.
As we expect. I need to make sure you ain't got no... Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too.
Best is when you all pretend to know information that you all already looked up.
Yeah, but I definitely agree with David as far as... The cheaper dates are probably the best dates. It's when it gets real flashy, it gets annoying, because I've had cars pick me up and views of the city and, like the caller said, Bloomingdale shopping sprees, but I didn't really get to know that person.
Hey, yeah, how about that? I have a newfound respect for you.
202-319-7810,
202-319-7810. What is your idea of a creative and unusual date? We're talking about your relationships tonight. I want to go to Ronnie. Ronnie calling from D.C. Ronnie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling because the best date I ever had was actually last February on my birthday, which is February 12th. I went to spend my birthday with my then boyfriend Marvin in Mullins, which started in Myrtle Beach, and then we went on to go on a helicopter ride on February 12th, which was Valentine's Day, which he proposed, which then turned into our wedding date on February 19th. So we've been married ever since. So that was like the best date I ever had.
Wow. And so
I'm confused. Like,
yeah. So yeah. So hold on now, because here we've got to. I think we need to define date also, and because to me, if you are already a couple, is that considered a date? I don't consider it a date if you're already a couple. But if you're just getting to know each other, you know, first date, second date, third date. But that's what I mean. But, you know, if it works for you, Ronnie, I don't know. David, what do you say?
I don't know. When you're in a relationship, I consider it more of a meeting. I mean,
it was a beautiful story, though.
We still go on dates because, like, today, you know, I work downtown, and he said, hey, what do you want to do when you get off work? I want to take you out for a date. So he picked me up. We went and got crabs at the wharf. We parked at the park, and we ate crabs and shrimp and had a couple of, you know, iced teas and lemonades. And he said, okay, you know, this is our date. This is our date night, and now we're on the way home. So because you're married don't mean that you have to stop going on dates. The same thing he did to get me is the same thing he has to do to keep me.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that, too. But I still think that a date is something highly specific, because married folks do have date nights, but I'm talking about for those who are just starting out. But Ronnie, you know, look, congratulations. I wish I had gotten an invitation, but look, good for you.
So the next time we go to the park, you definitely can have some shrimp and lemonade.
Yeah, I don't think he wants me at the park.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not that type of guy. I'll
get mine to go. How about that? He'll hand me a bag. Thank you so much, Ronnie. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay, so outside of the paying attention, Jerry, which I think is a very valid point, but what kind of thing would you think is interesting or creative to bring you and, you know, your guy together, you know, on your first or second date that would create conversation?
Well, I went on a date maybe a year ago with a guy, and it was a gym date. And it was interesting because most of the time guys lift weights and women don't, because mm-hmm. most of us, we don't know what the machines are even for. Mm-hmm. So to go on a date and learn the machines and just keep the conversation up, it was really fulfilling. And I've also went whitewater rafting because I like to be outdoors. So I guess it just depends on what female you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. I like to hike. I like whitewater rafting. I like to rock climb. I like that stuff.
Okay. 202-319-7810. G, calling from D.C. What's on your mind? G, are you there?
Yes, I mean, what's going on, sir?
Hey, you tell me what's going on. What what do you have to say?
Man, I'm simply saying a good day to me was one that I was oblivious to for the most part. I had several of them where I don't know where I'm going. She had to take me out. She occupies my time perfectly. She does stuff that I want to do. And it was like she said, hey, she want to take her son go-kart racing one day. And whatever, at the last minute, he couldn't go. So then I'm like, you still going or where you going? She ends up taking me far out, man. We do the crab thing. I love crabs. We ended up going still go-kart racing.
Mm-hmm.
Another instance, she took me down. She said, I want to go grab a pretzel. They got the best pretzels out here at one of these malls. It was a foul mall. And I'm like, why you boo all the way to that mall? They got them same pretzels that, you know, when that's the mall. And she does it, though. Look, so we ride, she drives, she sits back, she plays the music. She says, she serenaded me with her playlist that she had already with music that I like. And I'm an artist, and I love music, so... I'm like, she know what she doing, you know, caressing my hand the right way, just talking to me.
Okay, hold on. This is a family show. Let's keep the hand caressing.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a long story short. We ended up still going out to the mall that we did, grabbed a pretzel, grabbed some lunch. She bought some lunch, got some snacks afterwards. We ended up going indoor skydiving. I'm like, dang, look, well, they got an indoor skydiving right here. Duh, she knows that. She already arranged the daggone, you know, the thing for. I'm like, I'm indoor skydiving right now with my girl.
Gosh, you,
like,
gee, I have to ask you. I'm tired just listening.
Yeah.
So how did that work out?
I love it, man. Cause I'm
no, but where is she now?
Right now, she's working. She's
so you're still together. Oh, well, good for you.
That's pretty cool.
Thank God. That would have been...
Yeah. Well, G, listen, thank you so much for sharing. She really sounds... She sounds creative. She's on point, and I'm glad they're still together, because after all of that work that she did...
Yeah, she put in a lot of work.
Skydiving. Right?
Yeah. I think that's great. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay. So, Jerry, you've said this before, but we're going to say it on air now. Dating in the DMV, hard or not?
Hard.
Why?
Definitely a struggle.
Why?
Just because I think dating anywhere is a struggle, because you just have to weed them out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't give up after one bad date. You can go on 20,000 bad dates before you find the right one. I know I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you just got to keep going and keep pushing and stay hopeful.
But can you have... Of those 20,000 dates that you've been on,
mm-hmm.
with no gray hair yet,
none.
Can you have a good date even though it doesn't work out? I mean, I'm sure
Absolutely.
That out of that 20,000, you had something that just made you say, wow, this was just
like
fantastic.
He's a good person, but he's just not for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it can lead to a friendship.
But I'm talking about the activity itself.
Oh,
the
yeah,
date itself.
Absolutely. Whitewater rafting, that didn't work out, but the activity was amazing.
Mm.
And I can't swim, so I was scared to death.
Ow.
Wow.
Yeah, I fell out. Ow. I fell out. But I'm still here.
I don't even know where to go for
that. You want to stay in the raft for that one.
I mean, did you want me to answer your question?
No, yeah, please. I mean...
Dating in D.C. Dating in D.C., I think, is... It's difference for gender. I feel like men have it easier. There are more women in D.C. Definitely... Because I'm always listening to women complain about their options in terms of, like, men that are, like-minded. And we just have a... We have a greater pool of individuals to choose from. I mean, I went on several dates before landing with the woman I love now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, even the ones that didn't work out, I found them to be quite terrific, to be honest. I mean, the dates and the people themselves weren't, I don't regret them. The activities were all entertaining and stuff like that, but you could, just like she said, you can tell pretty quickly, or sometimes it takes a little bit to realize, you know, there isn't a chemistry here. This is,
mm-hmm.
doesn't make you a bad person, but yeah.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about what makes a good date. How do you define a date as interesting or creative or unusual beyond the dinner and the movie? We want to hear your suggestions. We want to hear about your experiences. And even if you have a horror story, we'd like to hear about that, too. So please stay with us. If you're on the phone, that includes Chico in Silver Spring, Wanda in Upper Marlboro, Melvin in D.C. We will be talking to you. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
That's right. Can I take you out tonight?